quiet my reflection. I know we done learned some lessons, and you about to tell us what it is and what it ain't, so just leave a message after the sploosh. I love you. Hey, beautiful. I'm Sunshine Rains. I go by the handle My Reflection. If you're watching this, then I'm a reflection of you, you're a reflection of me, and we're all a reflection of we. So it's currently October the 1st, and you know, we gotta do an energy checkup. We need to see what October is bringing us and just remind ourselves of how we can better navigate throughout these next 31 days. I already pulled the cards, and I'm very excited for the messages that came out, the little sneak peeks that I did get. Very excited for them. So let's just jump into it, okay? The first question I asked is, what energy is October bringing? And the first card that came out was the Knight of Ghosts. So you see he has a little script, a scroll in his hand. He's on a horse. So this is just giving me like October is bringing good news. October is bringing a lot of opportunities and a lot of good news. Like I feel really, I'm getting this congratulatory feeling when I'm looking at this card and when I'm reading this energy, a really congratulatory mood. And then I'm looking at it closer, the ghost and the man is making eye contact, right? And then the horse and the cat is making eye contact. I feel like everything is going to be in sync. Like you're going to be seeing everything clearly. If you listen to the podcast episode of the Four Scoble Shin affirmations, one of them is I have the crystal clear vision of the spirit. You're going to be able to see everything so clearly, and you're going to see how everything connects, and everything is going to be in tune with you. Like, and it's bringing confidence too. These things are going to require confidence. This good news, these opportunities are going to require you to have a lot of confidence in yourself and really giving your best to it all. So every opportunity that comes in October sees it. You know what I'm saying? Every good news that you get, appreciate it. Stand in this glory and really, really acknowledge your greatness. Like, and just really, really be appreciative, okay? October is bringing you an abundance of good news, good opportunities. And the second card that came up was the King of Pumpkins. It's also going to bring you a bunch of success. Pumpkins represent the pentacles in this deck. But it's going to bring you so much success. Like, you see the way the greenery is growing. Everything is good. And you know, October is like fall, even though it's getting colder. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Like, okay, bet. This is what I said there. Cause you know, when you make a good tea, a good soup, a good anything that you cook or warm up, at first it can be too hot, right? But October, with the fall coming in, it's not winter. It's not quite winter. It's not quite cold, but it's the perfect temperature. Like, even today, my sister was like, you've been outside. It feels good outside. I'm about to go sit outside. You're at the perfect temperature for everything to come to you as it should. Everything is perfect. You're in the perfect circumstances, the perfect conditions. All conditions are perfect. Okay, and everything is going to be able to flourish and to grow. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's the perfect temperature for you. Okay, and you see how he's kind of stepping on that gargoyle down there? Like, you're using all those things that you thought were obstacles and hindrances. You're going to be able to use those as stepping stones. You're going to be able to see exactly when and how you need to step on these things and use them to get to where you need to go. Like, these things can seem ugly, they can seem scary, they can seem frightening, but once you use them in the right way and you look at them in a different light and you face your fears. That's another thing. October is bringing you the results of facing your fears. You're able to move on in advance. You know what I'm saying? You're able to really look at yourself and see exactly who you are. You're able to get, I'm hearing get it out the mud. You're able to get the results and the prizes from all the hard work you've done. Okay, you know, like Fear Factor, right? Boom, Fear Factor. You're put in positions where you're very uncomfortable. It's very scary. The challenges are very intimidating. But baby, once you win the ultimate prize. You face your fears so you can win that prize. So it's like now, especially September, you've been having those challenges where you have to face your fears. And it's like, do you want to win this prize or not? Here come another fear. You know, how big is this fear going to factor into your life? How are you going to let this fear factor into your life? And you've been doing good. So now you face your fears. There's still going to be some things that you're going to have to face. But you face the majority of your fears. You began to face your fears and you've faced a lot of them. You've come face to face. Once again, that eye contact. You look fear in the face and you don't have to be fearless. Matter of fact, I was reading Kiki Palmer's book, I Don't Belong to You, earlier today. And, she was saying how you don't have to be, fearlessness doesn't mean not having any fears. It just means being able to face the fears that do come up, face the things that do scare you. And you've been doing that. So October is bringing us a bunch of good news, a bunch of abundance, a bunch of opportunities, and a bunch of results from the work that we've previously done. All right. Next question I asked was, what energy do we need to bring to October to match this energy that October is bringing to us, baby? And guess what the first card that came out? Dominance. Baby, you need to bring in that I got this energy. You know Rihanna, when she performs, whenever she goes out, how she dresses herself, how she carries herself, she brings that energy that's required. When she performs, when she sings, when she took over multiple industries, the music industry, the makeup industry, the beauty industry, the lingerie industry, baby, dominate. That's the energy you need to bring. You need to bring in that I'm here and I know what I'm capable of and I believe in myself and I'm going to do what I was sent here to do. Okay. And know that you can do that in many different realms, in many different worlds, in many different categories. You can do what you were sent here to do. And even when you think of dominating, you see that guy her in like whips and chains. When you think of that dominatrix type of vibe, you're in charge. I'm large and I'm in charge, baby. Listen to me, okay? I'm the one, okay? You don't have any power over me. Nothing that is outside of me has any power over me. I have all the power, okay? And I'm going to do a mantra for October. That might be one of the lines. I have all the power. I know my power and I'm going to use it exactly as I should. I'm going to use my power to the best of my abilities. I think that was a matter of fact when I was writing my like gratitude or like how I wanted to be in the day. I think yesterday or something. Just using, everybody has a power, especially a superpower. Like, and it's your choice to use it for good or for bad. I don't know if I was listening to something or watching something. I can't remember, but they were talking about Charmed and how what they got out of that was basically like everybody has a power and sometimes you get it later in life, but it's then once you get that power, it's up to you to how you're going to use it. You're going to use it for good or you're going to use it for bad. So come in with that dominance vibe, that dominant energy that I got this, because you know who you are now. you've built up your courage and your confidence in your voice. You know what I'm saying? You know exactly who you are, why you were sitting here. So now it's time for you to dominate. Dominate whatever you were sent here to dominate, baby. And do it to the best of your abilities. The second thing that we need to do, the second kind of energy that we need. You see, we got the Lauryn Hill. We got inspiration. Use your confidence, your power to inspire. Be an inspiration. You know what I'm saying? And you know Lauryn Hill and like the miseducation of Lauryn Hill and just how inspirational her voice is and her words are, and like how you gonna win when you ain't right within. You have to be right within so you can begin to win. And you see she has all these trophies with her. You're right within. So now you're winning. You know what I'm saying? Now it's just up to you. Look at her face. They really captured her face in there. Like, she is beautiful. But that's not the point. The point is, you have everything that you need to be, and you know your power, you know your purpose now, so you can walk fully in it with that dominant vibe, that dominant energy, that confidence, and you can collect everything that you need to collect. You can collect all the prizes. It's like, okay, let's say these are like Oscars or Grammys, right? Because she's a musician. So when you're putting in that work, like the albums, the lyrics, the recordings, the shows, the tours, the videos, the everything. You're putting in that work. And this is talking about September, August, the past, right? Because we're in October now. When you put in all that work, you eventually get the prizes from it. So October, we need to bring in. October is bringing us the abundance. So we need to be able and ready to collect it. You cannot win your prize if you don't show up. Well, you still win it. But you have to show up to the award ceremony. Okay? And be ready to collect your prize. Go in there like, yes, I know. I'm nominated for this. You know? Put in your best, put your best foot forward, and go collect your prizes, babe. Go collect all of your prizes. Next, I asked, what is the overall theme of October? And guess what came up? I now create a wonderful new job. Okay? I am totally open and receptive to a wonderful new position, using my creative talents and abilities, working for and with people I love in a wonderful location and earning good money. You have been putting in that work. If you are that creative person that has been sent here to use your creative abilities, to be passionate about them, you've been doing that. So now, the money keep rolling in, like I be growing in. If you see me blowing in, just know it's flowing in. I'm happy, I'm glowing. The sea of money just flowing. Moolah, cheese, throwing bread. I'm not a rookie, I'm a pro at it. Now you're getting in your groove with your job, with your, you've been building that confidence. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get so many opportunities and good news when it comes to this job that you have, when it comes to your purpose. You're going to be able to fully walk in it because, you know, you've been learning how to be who you are. You've been learning how to use your talents and your abilities and how to make a job out of who you are, how to get paid to be you. You've been learning. And it's funny because my niece was just, before I came out here, she's learning how to stand up, right? So she'll stand up for a little bit and then she'll drop down. But it takes, you gotta crawl before you walk, and you gotta walk before you run, baby. And you've been crawling, you know, and before you can even crawl, you couldn't even crawl, baby. You gotta learn to hold your neck up. Then you gotta learn how to sit up. You know what I'm saying? Then you got to learn your fine motor skills. But it's been a progress. It's been a process. And you're just knees on down, knees on down the road. You ain't tripping, ain't falling, ain't stumbling no more. And everything is going to fall into place. It's already in place. You're just going to walk into these places that have fallen for you. You know what I'm saying? So be open and know that October is here for you. And it's so exciting because, like, personally, you know, I'm a songwriter, a creative. I do YouTube, I have a podcast, I do mantras, I'm a healer, and I've been learning and even looking through my TikTok for over the past 2 years. We're going on 3 years, I think. It's just amazing seeing my progress, seeing me unfold and become who I am. So really, really pay attention to how far you've come, who you are. Okay? Oh, that was another thing. All eyes are on you, baby. You got the attention. And if you don't have the attention, certain attention, yet you're going to get more attention. People are going to be coming to you because, I don't know if this was the last video, the last podcast episode I did, but I was saying how people need you to be you. And now that you're fully being you, your people will come to you. You know what I'm saying? Now that you're fully, what do you call it? Fully embodying your role, the show will be magnificent. You'll get great reviews. You'll get a large audience. You'll get people watching you and loving your show that you produce. That is your life and all the things that you produce, okay? And the next thing that came up, I am at peace. Divine peace and harmony surround me and dwell in me. I feel tolerance, compassion, and love for all people, myself included. Along this journey, there was a lot of hesitations. There was a lot of confusion. There was a lot of rewiring. There was a lot of frenzy. But now you're at peace. You accept all that is. You know all that isn't. And you can be who you are freely. And you know you have that confidence, once again, to be who you are. And you can walk freely knowing everything is happening as it should. And you have that peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. You know that. Everything is peaceful. And this is funny that these two cards are green. Because when I was planning out my month, or just like, you know, I do this thing. So I have my planner, and then I have a paperclip to the day that we're in. And I have a piece of cardboard, a piece of construction paper. So I have everything that I want to accomplish, or everything that I get to do, or I'm planning on doing this month. And then I have some affirmations on this page. I have other things, important things that I need to know. And then I have my daily, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly list on here. And it's funny because I picked this card, this color, green. It's like green, it's October. I feel like October is bringing abundance. And that was earlier today. Yeah. And so then the four pages on the inside is for the 4 weeks. So I just plan out. So I have my first week right here. And so like today is Sunday. So I just paperclip this right here so I can see all the things I need to do in the week. And I can plan accordingly. I can see which things fits in my day for that day. Check it off as I go. And that was just, I found that was just very divine that I picked green, and these two cards for the energy of October was green. So Next, I just asked for any additional messages that we needed to know. The first card that came up was death. And you see, the skeleton is watering the garden. And the first message that came out to me was weeding out the garden. You know, just everything that is meant to grow in your life will grow. And it's only, it's, you will be led to pick out the things that aren't for you anymore. And you have been picking out the things that aren't for you anymore so that your garden can grow even more abundantly than it has been. You know what I'm saying? So, and you see the Ankh right there. Just more life. A whole lot of life. A whole lot of life is here, baby. Okay, I didn't see a snail down here. I didn't see the snail before, but this snail, the things that are moving slowly are gaining speed. There's a moth in here. You are the light. Matter of fact, somebody commented that, or they messaged me about the light that I give. You are shining your light. You are being who you are. And it is so great that you are who you are. This is a vulture, I think. And this vulture is just giving me like, okay. Matter of fact, it was like, I think it was last weekend. Yeah. Me and my aunt, Shabri, we were walking, just walking around. And we saw a bunch of vultures. And I was like, she said something along the lines of like, oh, they must think we dead or something. I was like, oh no, like I'm very much alive. So it's like this just reminded me of that. And it's given like, you ain't, there's nothing dead about your life right now, or your current energy or your situation or everything that's coming. Nothing is dead, baby. The vultures ain't even gonna be looking your way, because you're very full of life, and your life is gonna be very full of happiness, joy, and success. So I love that message. And the Queen of Bats came out as well. This came out in the last reading I did too. But it's just symbolizing. There's that moth again. Two moths, actually. Symbolizing you receiving everything that you've been working on. And you receiving it with confidence, knowing that it was already yours, knowing that it was already on its way, and knowing that you don't have to stress, worry, or what other word am I looking for? Overthink anything. You don't have to. Everything I want is already mine, so I let it go. I free it from my mind. I am so aligned with my highest timeline, and I will always shine because I am so divine. Everything is already yours. And now that you know that, now that you allow it, you trust, everything will be brought to you with ease, okay? The last card that I pulled was, what is the overall theme? Or not the overall theme. Kind of. What is October all about? What does October feel like? What is October going to be about? Mood. And someone's actually telling me to look in the booklet for this one. This is actually the Hip Hop Queens Oracle deck. And someone's telling me to look in the booklet to see what they're saying about this one. Okay. All right. Turn within for a while. Adjust your thoughts and actions before your feelings take over. It's okay to fluctuate. Back up a little. You'll get a better view. Like, October is a mood. Everything is... Okay. Mood board. That's what I'm getting. Vision board. Back up a little. And you'll see everything. What did they say, y'all? Something along that line, ain't it? Back up a little. You'll get a better view. A mood board. October is your mood board. If you're into vision boards, if you're into visualizing, you're going to see October bring you so many things that you've been aligning yourself with. Okay? So, yes. Before I go, I do want to share that I am opening up more slots for channeled mantras, so personal mantras, like the Everything I Want Is Already Mine. You can book one on my website. And there is also a bunch of mantra loops. Like I said, I'm going to do one for October. There's a bunch of mantra loops that I have out right now that you can stream on all streaming platforms. There's even a playlist on YouTube that you can listen to. You can listen to them while you're sleeping. You can listen to them while you're up in the morning. That's one of my things that I like to do. I like listening to them when I first wake up, while I'm cooking or while I'm doing my morning routine. And yes, that is October. I'm very excited for everything that October will bring. I'll probably do another reading in like 2 weeks, so make sure you subscribe to the podcast or the YouTube channel to stay up to date with those. But yes, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. Happy October. Let's see how good this month can get. Okay? I'll call you back.